the MUX line, is that correct?
If an amp is bad, your problem should move. Over.
All right, you understand that, but the bandpass filter in the satellite number one is bad, correct?
I believe the bandpass filter is bad. That's what gave you the RT-22 fault. Are you seeing the 22 fault in the other slot where you put the bandpass filter or not?
No, we didn't. Let me check it again.
You may or may not see it. If the PS1 fault comes up first, it may not get to that point. Over.
All right, you understand. You keep getting the PS1 fault. So you want us to swap out the HPA and the power supply, correct?
That's affirmative. We know we got a working system right now. We want to keep parts together. We don't want them getting mixed up. So take the FDM power supply and amp out, set them aside, and put the number one system into the the MUX slot and run it. Over.
All right, you understand that. We're going right now.
Point, just leave the satellite one system off, okay? We're going to work with the working slot. Over.
And Joe, Sam 974.
974, ComNav, go ahead, over.
Roger, swap the power supply and the HPA in the MUX, and it keys up on high power. Go ahead.
So it doesn't look like you have a high power or a power supply problem. It's probably got a rack problem. It looks like you do still have a filter problem. You had a 22 fault to start with. Over.
Roger, we concur. So we have a bad bandpass filter, and then you're seeing a rack problem from there. Go ahead.
Roger, if it's keying up in high power with no problem in the MUX slot, okay, that's something after the amp and power supply, which means internal the mount or further down the antenna cable. Over.
Copy all.
Do anything much more for the number one system. Over.
We'll call a priest.
About it at this point. I would make sure your MUX is fully operational. Leave it alone. And I would, for the number two, try to get the lower frequencies and see if you can hobble it home so we can get into it. Over.
All right, you copy on. And ComNav, Sam 974, we're going to go ahead and put the number one system back together again, call it dead. Appreciate all your help today, and we'll go ahead and terminate with you.
Roger, 7-4, I copy. You're going to put it back together, and we're going to terminate dispatch at this time. Over.
That's good copy. Break Andrews, you can terminate phone patch. Next need a phone patch for base extension 4673. Go ahead.
Sam 974, Andrews.
We advise
I have Sergeant Tedford online requesting
an estate.
Over.
Oh, Roger, Sergeant Tedford. John, can you hear me okay? Over.
John, you're a little bit weak. However, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I've got you fairly good as well. Just keep you advised. We've got system number one up. I've talked to Blade Runner on the 310 megahertz and low power. Still want them to get us some lower frequencies on the 15-degree bird so we can go to high power and maintain them after takeoff. Just got done with ComNav, and system one is dead for a rack problem. We swapped all the parts. It is a rack problem ComNav has come up with. So we're going to declare that one dead, hobble it in on system two, and hopefully that ATU will fix the MRSAT problem. Go ahead.
Okay, I understand, John. Also, I just talked to Ed Calhoun down at Raytheon E-Systems. It sounds like to me, have you nailed down the particular problem that you've got? Also, he wanted you guys, if you have any problems with your ADC, transferring data, or VDC I should say, to give him a call at work and at home, and I'm ready to give you both of those numbers if you're ready to copy.
Roger, ready to copy. The problem that we're having on system two is the diplexer problem. It's a diplexer problem, and again, that'll have to be fixed at home station. Go ahead.
Roger, I understand that. I'm going to do a follow-up after here in a little bit to see. I understand they're trying to get your frequency in around the 295 range. Is that correct, over?
That's affirmative. Anything below 300 megahertz, we can transmit high power on system 2. Anything above that, we cannot. Go ahead.
Okay, copy that. Also, okay, take down this number. What duty phone for Ed Calhoun is 703-413-1220. Copy that, over.
Copy, 703-413-1220.
Roger, and his home phone is 540-752-0030. And if you have any problem, you know, if you can transfer 200K files back and forth, that's fine. But if you start running into problems with your transferring your data on your VDC, please let him know. He's on contract with us to try to resolve this problem, over.
Okay, understand. If we have problems with the VDC transmitting 200K files, we'll go ahead and call him at home, good?
That's it. You got anything else for me? I want to do a follow-up with the executive problem folks here after lunch, over.
Okay, sounds good. We'll go also give them a call on this megahertz. We'll go ahead and give them a call as well on Saturday and get the proper frequencies. Go ahead.
Okay, have y'all got a line on when your MRSAT parts are coming in?
That's a negative. We called SAM Command and they were still waiting shipment. They were waiting to figure out a way to ship it to us. We told them it was urgent that we get it. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll double check this afternoon. I will be out of the office after 3 o'clock local hour time. If you need to reach me, I'll be at home, over.
All right, roger that. We're going to go home and have a couple beers ourselves, and we'll be talking to you later.
Okay, out here. Break, Andrews 2.
And Andrews, Sam 974. Need to get some pre-flights for you for the 14th 0600 Zulu. Go ahead.
Copy the 14th, say again, time, over.
0600 Zulu, 0600.
Roger, copy, semi. 7974, Andrew.
Andrew, 74, go.
Roger, your pre-flight for 14-0600 as follows. 117 primary, I say again, 117 primary. 295 secondary, I say again, 295 secondary. 646 backup. I said again, 646 backup.
So roger, copy. 117-295-646.
Roger, that's a good copy.
Okay, Andy, I appreciate all your help. We'll go ahead and terminate service with you tonight. And again, appreciate all the help while we're out here.
Roger, good copy on that. Thanks a lot. Have a good day, sir.